Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jab. Sin City Radio.
Father time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hot show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This is your boy Cash, chilling as you jam. Got my boy Father Time on here. Time, what's good, dog?
Crack-a-lagging, man.
Chilling. Wait, what's up, dude?
What's doing, man? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Check it out, bro. We touch on a lot of subjects, man. And tonight's topic ain't no different. I mean, and I think I'm gonna catch a lot of flack for this one tonight. But I'm gonna go on record to say it, man. I'm gonna go on record to say just how I feel. I mean, we was all told growing up that women mature quicker than men. I don't think that theory's right, man.
I agree with you. Because you got some dumbass women out there. I didn't mean to say it like that. I apologize for that. We got some, how can I put it, immature women out there. Just like men. I feel that everybody don't mature the same age that they supposed to.
Okay, I mean, with that being said, I mean, what you think, Thomas?
I think women are taught as young girls to act older than they are. You know what I mean? That's what I think. I think they act older than what they are in order.
And I agree with that. And because of that, I mean, just because you act older or you try to act like you're older than what you are, don't necessarily mean you're more mature than me.
No, but, I mean, it's a true fact. I'm a firm believer. I do believe that women do mature faster than men.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
With that being said, I mean...
Okay, Father, can I ask
you
why you say that?
Wait.
My bad. I asked questions too fast. My fault.
I mean, I'm just saying, let us get a chance to, you know, we on the round table. We can discuss it, but let's just discuss it one at a time. Now, we can't keep bumping heads. All right, now go ahead with your question, Wig. Go ahead.
Smiles was what? Why do you say that? Is that just because that's what you hear? Or have you seen that?
I mean, okay. Okay, let's say you go out somewhere, right? You're around a teenage spot. Okay, let's say you're at the mall on a Saturday night.
Please don't put these teenagers up there like that, because that ain't going to make no good argument.
Wait. Please, calm down, brother. We all got a chance to speak. Let's hear him out.
All right, if you're around a whole bunch of teenagers, you're at the mall on a Saturday. If you just sit back and watch them, you sit back and watch them, the females are way more mature than the boys. It's just a fact. They do. You know what I'm saying? You got the guys running around. They're loud. You know what I'm saying? They playing. And then you see the little girls. You know, they basically carrying themselves as adults. You know what I mean?
Right, but not. Okay, I feel you, but what you said, the magic word, little girls. They're little girls, and see, that's the problem. Instead of them sitting around, go enjoy yourself. You too busy trying to act like an adult and trying to talk to somebody 9 times out of 10 that's older than you that you shouldn't even be talking to anyway. I think you're losing your innocence. You're losing your innocence too fast. Just because you lose your innocence quicker than I do, that don't mean you're more mature than me.
Okay, I see we got a big
Mike on the line.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, I agree with that physical maturity, but that mental, it depends on the person's environment and how they was raised, whether they mature mentally the right way or at an appropriate speed.
True that. Because, I mean, it was always said that, you know, that women mature faster than men. But, I mean, wait a minute, before I even get in that, I see my girl, Butter. Butter, what's happening?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
All right.
We chilling. Got the round table going.
That's what's up. What we talking
now,
about?
Hold on before we start anything. Right now, Butter, you're the only female on here.
Okay.
As of right now.
That's what's
so,
up.
You
feel
special. You feel women maturing more than men, quicker than men, as I should say. Do you think females mature faster than men?
They do. They do. Because of the simple fact that we have to, handle more things more.
And I disagree with that. How is that? How is
okay.
that?
Okay.
When average. If you look
the
on
average
you
woman,
look on internet, a
the
black
average
male.
Woman.
Hold on, man. You gotta give a chance to ask the question.
Okay.
The average woman is taught from a child to learn how to be a woman, to learn how to.
Go ahead, baby. I'm not done talking,
sweetheart. So hold your breath. Okay. So the average woman is taught how to be a woman. Is taught how to take care of herself and how to become a mother one day, how to get the education and all of that. They go through more things than the average man. When a child, like a girl, she's in the house, her mother teaches her how to clean, take responsibility of herself, how to take responsibility of the house. You know, the son, because I've had a son, I have a son, I didn't make him clean up from when he was a little boy, but I was taught to clean up when I was a little girl. A woman has starts her period, and that she becomes a woman when she starts her period. So they say. So okay. So
okay.
She has more. I don't know
just
the name.
Just keep me quiet because somebody else already on this.
When a young lady gets her period. Physical maturity, that does not make her mentally mature.
It does not make her mentally mature. Her parents make her mature. Her mother is supposed to make her mature.
Okay.
I didn't say all
Hold on.
Never mind.
I didn't say all women. I said
some. Okay, now hold on, brother. We let you get your point out. Now, us as men, we want to get ours out too. Now, I got to agree with Big Mike when he said that because of the physical aspect. Now, I want to piggyback on something you said. You said that they were taught to clean a house and have themselves presentable. Well, I was taught all those things. Everything that you say that you was taught, I was taught those things growing up.
I didn't say every woman. I didn't say every man.
Wait a minute, baby. We know you can't pinpoint every man, every woman. We're just having a topic, so there's no need to say. Well, I didn't say that. Calm down. We're just having a topic.
I'm already
all
heated
right.
About something else, so I
apologize.
Well,
don't take it out on us.
I apologize.
Go ahead, Mike.
Do you feel that you stifled your son's development by not making him clean up?
I think that no, because I did teach him how to clean. I just didn't give him the same responsibilities as a woman would give her daughter.
By not giving him those responsibilities, you don't feel that you stifled?
No, I didn't, because when he became, and it might have just been my child, when he became patient enough, when I was a child, I wanted to clean. When he was a child, he wanted to be outside playing with the trucks and games and all of that. I wanted to help my mother cook. I wanted to, because that's what a woman was born on this earth to do, you know. So it was easier for my mother to teach me certain things.
Let me ask you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right, me and you, we're both 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're both 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You get pregnant and you have a baby at 16.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that because of the fact that you got pregnant and that you didn't have a baby, that you feel like you're more mature than me because we're still the same age?
I can't say that I'm more mature on certain aspects, but as far as parenting. Learning.
I'll be the bad guy. Bullshit.
Wait. Oh my
God.
Thank you.
Okay. Like I was saying. I mean, now. Okay. You said you feel that you're more mature. I mean, now, we're just hypothetically speaking, so don't blow a head gasket. But now. Let me ask you, I made a more conscious decision not to have kids, well, therefore, you made a very immature mistake by getting pregnant. So, in what aspect are you more mature than me?
I'll answer that for you, brother.
Go ahead.
First of all, man, it goes like this. When a woman gets pregnant, as far as a teenager goes, she's instantly forced to grow up. She has to grow up right then and there because now she's a mother, she's a parent. Whereas you being the father, you could just walk away and still be a kid. But that woman has to grow up right then and there. She has to.
Okay, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but hold on, we got a girl on the line today. What's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Not that much.
All right, I see you chimed in. How do you feel about this?
What's on about that garbage you just said?
the garbage that I just said. I don't think it's garbage, but hey, I made a conscious effort not to get a girl pregnant. Where you got pregnant, I mean, how does that make you more mature than me?
It's about responsibility.
It makes me more mature because now I'm responsible for a child and you not. What?
A baby does not make a person responsible.
What I'm saying is it should. You're right. Everybody is not going to be responsible, but it should.
Thank you.
Whole bunch of babies running around here with irresponsible, immature-ass grown parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out as kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
How does a baby make you mature? That means you physically mature enough to have a baby, but you don't know shit at 15 and 16.
Push on, my brother. Push on. But with you saying that, a 15 or 16 year old that gets pregnant, she instantly has to grow up. She instantly has to mature. She has to change her ways. She can't hang out at the mall with her friends.
All this
happening
is doing the same thing. How she mature?
Maturity is not something that comes out of a cloud. Just because she's pregnant don't mean she's gonna be mature.
Yes, sir.
Like Tad said, she wasn't mature enough to keep from having the baby.
Well, first of all, you don't know how she had the baby. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, she has 9 to 10 months to change her thoughts, her access to hanging out and doing all of that. Everything changes, so it don't happen instantly.
Hold up. Exactly. That's my point. Now, you got some women. You got some women that have took that step. I know women personally that have took that step. But now, for every one that you get that have took that step, and Janine, Butter, y'all know it too. For every one woman that has took that step and said, "Well, I'm gonna step up to the plate and be a mature woman," you know it's 4 or 5 of them that just said, fuck it, I'm going to drop this baby off on my mama and live my life.
Just like it's 45-year-old men out here that still act like they in their 20s. They 19, teenagers. So.
Okay, I'm not just still. Okay, now, with that being said, let me ask this. You're absolutely right. There are 45-year-old men that still acting like they're 19 or 20. I don't dispute that. Right. But now let me ask this. What about the women that's out here that's 45 and 46 still acting like they 18 and 19? I mean.
Well, there are some women that raised their children, and once they got them up to a certain age, they reverted back to the life that they lost when they had to mature faster.
That's the life you lost.
I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that's going on nowadays.
I can't even hear all that garbage y'all talking right now, talking over each other. Mature and talk.
We got the kids, all the kids, and the grandmas still going to the club. That's what was wrong. You know, my age, my grandma was at home.
Okay. But like I said before, everybody.
My grandma was at the boat.
It's not everybody. It's not everybody that does that. Okay?
Okay. What I'm saying is, y'all trying to make this. What I'm trying to say is this. Y'all, I'm not trying to say that we're more mature than y'all or y'all more mature than us. I just think it's a lot of myth to that saying. I'm not saying, I mean, everybody grow at their own pace. I'm not saying every woman, I'm not going to sit here and say every woman is more mature than every man or every man is more mature than every woman, but just that myth that every woman is more mature, they get more mature than every man. No, that's bullshit.
It's the choice, because your parents can teach you how to be mature. Your parents can give you all the right tools to be a mature person, and then you'd still grow up and do what the hell you want to do and not live the way you were taught. So it's really a choice to be mature.
Okay.
And most women choose to be mature and be grown.
Get the fuck out of here.
Most women choose to be mature and be grown because of their responsibilities.
Really? Come on,
because
now.
Of their responsibility.
Now, there are women that don't have
that desire, and they go out and do what they want to do because
come
they have.
Hold on.
As a woman's father than a man, it went down by 10% if you check the internet. It used to be that.
Okay,
was,
everybody hold on for a sec. Hold on. You know what? I'm just going to do this. How about that? All right, everybody need to hold on for a second.
Thank you.
First of all, we're getting off topic. We completely off topic. The topic is, do you think women mature faster than men? That's the topic, y'all. We're getting way off topic.
Physically, women do mature faster than men because it states that men don't fully mature until they are.
Now, Barbara, you keep saying don't cut everybody talking over people, but you're cutting people off too.
Not as much as y'all cutting me off and other people off.
It's not about that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, man, my screen is messing up, man. So, bring everybody back in, man. I'm kind of messed up over there right quick. But the thing is, women do mature faster than men because women are
physically
faster than men.
Some men are forced to mature fast, too.
Right. I mean,
okay.
You also got to look at what men go through to break them a man. You can't say that, man. Women go through a lot of things more easier for them in life. To be a man, and especially a black man, do you understand what you got to go through? Just
are you saying a black woman don't got to go through the same thing?
Okay.
A black woman goes through the same thing?
No, they don't. Women don't go through the same thing.
Let me say this. First of all, a man.
Can I get everybody's attention? Can I get everybody's attention? Thank you. I got a new caller calling me. I'm trying to get the caller in. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
This is Selena.
Of course. You didn't catch the voice off.
What's up, Selena? No, I didn't catch the voice. My other was bickering. I didn't catch the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, Selena, what's going on?
Not much. Listen to y'all.
You got a cold.
Mm-hmm. Something like
that. Now, I want to ask a question to you, Selena. I want to ask a question. Now, I said the topic is, do you feel women mature quicker than men? Me, personally, I don't believe it. I believe it's a myth. I believe that everybody matures at their own rate. Now, I'm catching a lot of flack here. I mean, what's your opinion?
I think it's true, but at the same time, I also believe you're right. People do mature at their own level. So it's like, yeah. But I mean, like I think the lady was saying, she said that women do mature faster. They have, not saying more responsibility, but more responsibilities than a man.
I'd like to take this to court. And I'd like to bring my evidence up.
So say what you got to say, man.
Court.
Wait, just say what you got to say, man.
Basically.
I mean, you say a woman mature more than a man, right? That's the whole argument we got, right? Now, I'm going to bring up some cases.
Okay, now, basically, when you really look at it, a man is built up, shaped up, and his whole purpose in life is totally different from a woman. So, of course, we mature in different levels because we mature towards a certain life, like a man is supposed to be the head, and a woman is supposed to be the backbone. So a woman matures on a different level, a totally different level. So, yes, by the time she's mature, you still, becoming a man because you have different responsibilities, different life, a different situation to mature about. A woman matures on another level altogether. So that's why a woman matures faster, because she has something totally, her purpose is totally different from a man.
Okay, so now let me ask. What if I grew up in a situation where I didn't have a father, or, you know, and my mother was there, and I had to help raise my siblings. I mean, how can you look at me and say that I'm less, more mature than you?
I can't, because honestly, can I finish, please? Yes, you can.
Now,
yeah.
Good of you too. Because y'all keep, every time I try to talk, y'all keep cutting me off.
Okay, that was good. Come on, man.
Shut up. Like I was saying. Now, my whole point is, I'm not saying, see, y'all keep getting it twisted that it's not a competition. I'm not saying that y'all don't mature or who matures faster. I just don't believe in the myth that all women mature quicker than all men. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that because of this situation, we this, we that, so we more dominant, so we more mature. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, now, you did, I do agree with you that we mature on a different pace. I mean, certain things that y'all are, well, I ain't going to say obligated, but it's putting y'all here to do, certain things that it's putting our head to do. But that don't make you no more or no less mature than me. That's the only thing I'm trying to, only statement I'm trying to make.
And what I was trying to make, when you said that you had to take the responsibility of helping your mother, that just gives you the ability to be a good father when it's your time to be a good father.
I disagree with you on that one, Butter.
When
you're forced at a young age to take care of your brothers and sisters, you mature quick as hell.
I didn't say you won't mature. I'm saying it gives you the ability to be a good father when it's your time to be a good father. You learn the skills to be a parent, basically, at a young age. So when you become a father, then you have those skills to work with. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Now, with that being said, brother, I mean, it's been a lot of cases. It's a lot of cases that a whole bunch of cases where the father has left home, and the son had to step up and, in a sense, take the father role, take more responsibility. So that's why I'm like, well, how in certain cases, in a lot of cases, like y'all like, well, a woman had to do this, a woman had to do this. Well, in the past, from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. A lot of men have to step up and be that mature person, that provider. So, I mean, that's
and
why I'm like,
what?
How can, God damn it, woman.
You know what? The men that I know that have had to do that are great fathers.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm beating the dead.
It's just a fact. We didn't make it a fact. It's just a fact.
Yeah, we just learned
a fact.
Wait. We just let that one in. They just learned. Who was I?
Selena, goddamn it.
I said it's a fact. It's been a fact in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and half of the 90s. It was a fact. I mean, look at it. You said, okay, if the father not in the household, then the son have to take over. That's the same. It's pretty much saying, like, if a teenage girl have a baby, she's going to have to mature. You see what I'm saying? And
there's
more
no
teenage pregnancy.
In all cases, do that teenage girl, do she mature?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's up to her to have, it's up on her to mature. But I'm saying that's just one of the cases where, as a female, and it's a big case where a female has to mature quicker than the man.
What planet is you living in? For real.
No, seriously. I watch the news and look at the paper every day. Where is this happening?
everywhere, honey. You must be looking with your eyes shut.
Yeah, man.
It's everywhere.
You got your seriously. You're not seeing the world then. I'm sorry. That's not how it goes. So we got two girls giving up babies, putting them in the dumpsters. You know what I'm saying? So that's not how the world goes. I'm sorry.
As much as you have those women doing that, you have men disappearing as soon as they bust a nut and find out they about to be a pappy.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, good point.
Right.
That's
right.
A good point. That's
right.
A great point. That is a great point.
And that's why I asked, what world are you staying in where this happening at? That anything happens right.
She didn't say everything happens right.
You missed her whole point, man.
Basically.
You missed her whole point.
The whole point.
Okay, I tell you what, y'all. Let's slow it down. Let's go into a song. We're going to come back and pick right back up where we left off at.
Baby, keep it right there, don't move, that's my spot. That's all I wanna hear you say, as I continue to get you hot. Baby, slow down, speed it up. Girl, I wanna fill you up. Ooh, there ain't no limit to what I can do once I'm up in it. And I put that on my deed. I'm all of everything you ever needed.
Word.
I can tell your body's craving, girl, and I just wanna feed it. The happen. Girl, just get on top and enjoy the ride.
Cause I'm about to set that ass on fire.
So let the high part play. And let me give you all of me. Fill your fantasies. I'm just trying to knock you up so you can have your mini me. Talking two thumbs up every time we make love. So girl, let's make it happen. Come on, it's been long enough, yeah. So baby, if you up to it, let's get the bullshit, take the thing off right now. Cause I love you, ooh. I wanna marry you, ooh. A generation, population, just tell them that it's human nature. 4-5 kids, let's move it. I wanna make a baby right now.
Welcome back, y'all. Everybody okay now?
Yeah, man. I'm suffering from a lack of sleep, man. That's all. All
right. We all grown here, so let's have a nice, good conversation, folks.
Okay.
All right,
y'all,
so now,
y'all
now.
Know what? Hold on, hold on for 1 second, man. No, go ahead. I was going to do something, but I'll do it later.
Okay.
Go ahead. All
right, Janine, where you at?
I'm right here.
I'm here.
Okay. Let me ask you. All right. Now, you're a woman. You didn't have kids, and you didn't did your thing. You know what I'm saying? In life, you know. Let me ask you. I mean, at the age you are now, do you feel it's a need to like okay, if you missed out on something, do you feel like it's a need to go back? Like, okay, I need to go back because I lost this certain part of me when I was at a younger age. Do you feel the need, like, okay, I need to go back and rekindle that?
I don't feel like I really have to rekindle
anything.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there were things that I didn't get to do that I wanted to do.
Okay.
And that's like traveling and stuff like that. Like traveling, all the traveling I wanted to do.
Okay, then the next question, do you think you'll be able to do that at one point in your life?
Yeah, I will. I mean, my kids pretty much, you know, almost grown now. So, you know, by the time they're getting out the house, I'll be able to do all the things I want to do.
Okay. Now, so, I mean, at no point in time do you feel like, all right, I might have missed out. I might have missed out on going to the clubs every Saturday. So now, since my kids have got a little old, I'm going to go to the club, shake my ass every Saturday.
No, I don't feel like that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, it's always good to go out. You know, you always need that free time to yourself. But
right.
I'm not talking about like to no club. I might go to a bar or, you know, something like that.
Right. I can understand that. Now, let me ask you another question. We done seen your pics, and yes, you do have nice pics. Yes, you do got some nice ones. But anyway,
yes, she do. Yes.
I second that emotion.
Oh,
okay. We're getting off track. Now we're getting off track, but we're getting
off
track.
Yes, we are. God damn.
I just had a flashback, just memory.
Right. But now, I'm loving the legs. I'm loving those legs. But now, do you feel like, okay, you should still dress the way you dressed when you were, like, let's say, between the ages of 19 and 22.
I would be embarrassed to dress like that at my age. To me, that's embarrassing.
That'd make her an old-ass teenager.
And I don't even look my age. People still think I'm, you know, they think I'm my daughter's sister.
Okay.
They don't even think I have kids as old as I do. But still, I'm not going to dress the part. You know, if I dress like...
Sorry.
That was for
when you said... We got a new caller. I'm off track a little bit. We got a new caller. Let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
It's Selena again, Nick Ralph.
What the hell?
Okay, I have a question.
What's up?
Okay, I don't know if anybody watched Love and Hip Hop, but have y'all noticed how a boy's mama dresses?
Ugh,
with the Daisy Dukes and
Christ
fitted shirt and how she acts and all of that?
Mm-hmm. All ass teenagers.
You know
I
what
don't
I'm
think
saying?
A mother should dress like that. That's
at
kind
all.
Of
I don't either. I'm a woman, and
like
I think that is so.
And that's tacky as
tacky.
Hell.
You too old to be dressing and acting like
yeah.
you his sister or his
and
best friend instead of his mother.
Okay, but hold on now. Okay. Hold on. Let me defend that. Let me defend that.
She is a grown woman, and every adult can dress how they feel.
They can. Don't mean you're supposed to do it.
That's right. And, of course, she had that right to wear it, but as old as she is, it's still some nice things. She can look very sexy or whatever look she's looking for in her age.
She'll be wearing cut-off Daisy Dukes and
yeah, my mom has very nice shape, and she'll never go out like that.
You know, mine too.
Well, somebody told her she looks good. That's why she's dressing like that.
I mean, she's short.
My mama's shitting on her, and she would not put that shit on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's something you do at home.
You walk around the house and cut off shorts. You don't get on TV or go
and
out.
Clearly, she got dentures in her mouth. That's just she's in with that shit.
Okay, so now, pretty much, she's showing her level of maturity as a woman, right?
That's right.
I said before, it's not every woman matures.
Right.
Okay.
There's a lot of little girls with grown women ages.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
Okay.
That's what you said anyway. We started in kindergarten. It started from early on.
That's right.
Here we go. I tried to just calm the waters here. But see, now she just gonna go there.
It's a statistical fact that women are smarter than men.
Smarter?
Oh, here we go.
I don't think women are smarter than men.
Y'all still working on y'all ABCs. We writing in cursive.
I ain't it the truth.
These are people you was defending now. Go ahead, dog. Run with the pack, bro. Run with the pack. You see how they turn on you? Like a bunch of stray dogs. You see how they turn on you?
Oh, y'all.
Don't get your feelings hurt.
Nah, don't bring your motherfucking ass back over here. No, you stay over there with them.
Oh, really?
You say it. Get him, y'all. Get him. Stay his motherfucking ass over there.
It's gonna be all right.
I'm neutral, man.
Oh,
ain't no neutral.
High
five.
You don't play that neutral shit.
I quit.
Come on home.
I ain't defending nobody no more.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, we really didn't need your defense because it's a fact, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's not a fact.
No, it is.
Seriously, it is. Y'all need to look that one up.
Right. Come on, man.
Well, I'm
just as many female dropouts as you got guys, so that doesn't make y'all smaller.
And they drop off quicker and may blame it on the baby. That's mature.
Oh, please.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that got to do with it.
As DMX would say, uh-huh.
Those are called choices.
Mm-hmm. And everybody got one like
choices.
An asshole.
Right. Because there are people out, there are women out there that are very intelligent, very smart, but they choose to be stupid.
Right.
Well, hell, that's just human beings, period.
That's right.
Yeah,
so
that's
how does
true.
A baby make a person mature?
The responsibilities of taking on another life.
Your body changes, your mind changes, and all of that. You
and
a man still just busting
out and she wants to be grown. She wants to have another outlook on life. That's your choice.
You know what?
To go up or down.
Y'all sound like a bunch of bitter old women.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
That's the first time I ever been called bitter,
but
it's
I knew that was coming.
I'm the happiest person you might ever meet. I'm not
the
bitter.
The contractions alone make us mature.
Hello.
When y'all go through them contractions and can tell them what we had to go through.
Hello.
Contractions alone make me mature.
Hello. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, it is what it is. And she might mature, but choose to continue to live the way she was living before she had the baby. That's a choice, but she still matured.
How is that mature?
That don't even make sense.
That's a choice.
That don't make sense. Let me read something for you real quick, baby. All right.
You ain't got to explain nothing to me, baby.
Mature. Having reached full natural growth and development.
Oh,
mature
he done went in the Webster.
Fully developed, right.
We asked
mature.
You to do this thing.
Okay, so what are you talking about a baby making somebody mature?
Yeah, obviously a dog can have baby and fruit or whatever, but I say 7 out of 10 women pretty much mature after they have a baby.
Compared to 5 out of 4 out of 10 men
that probably have got kids all over the world and ain't taking care of them.
I've watched the show Teen Mom a few times. On that show Teen Mom. The maturest thing about that show is the commentator and the parents that they live with.
Those are white trash hoe bags. They don't got nothing to do with
it. It's been one or two black folks, but they still female.
Well,
they're from
where?
Hold on. Public service announcement. We here at Cincy don't think everybody is white trash hoe bags.
I said them on there. I know that hell. I got white folks in my family. I ain't say all of them. Shit. Some of them trashy, some of them ain't.
And when you get on TV, you become a totally different person.
Exactly. And I ain't going to be at say announcement. I ain't say all
white. Well, he said it. He said
it.
We know
you love white women, and we don't need you so sad, Cass. We know damn co-pad.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Right. Find them, shit. I don't care.
Them your people,
Let me hit on something. Somebody said earlier about fathers.
About what?
Somebody said something about you can have a father can have all these babies and walk away and all of that shit. A lot of times, though, ladies, I'm not saying y'all, but I'm saying ladies in general. A lot of times. Those fathers aren't there because of the mothers.
You do not have to have a relationship with the mother to be a father.
That's true, but the mother can make it very, very, very complicated.
And
that's
when
a mature man
comes in.
And that's when the maturity of a man comes in. Thank you.
But she should be mature since she had the baby.
Okay, well, it takes one of y'all, then the man has to step up and do what he got to do to make sure that he see his kid go through courts or whatever. So that's no excuse.
Recognize the G and me, nigga.
Go through no court to see his baby.
Yeah,
I agree with you 100%, dog. A man should not have to go to court to see his baby.
You damn right. He shouldn't. He shouldn't have to go through it. But I'm just saying, though, you can't sit there and blame, oh, she won't let me see her kids on her. You do what you got to do because she being the asshole.
Hold on. Now, I just got up. I was going to step back, but I just, with that being said, I mean, this is what y'all telling me, that the woman, once she has that baby, she has to mature. But now, let's be realistic. Come on, lady. Now, be realistic and tell the truth. How many of y'all know that because of the simple fact that, he ain't with her no more? She pulls a real immature act. Well, I ain't gonna let him see his motherfucking child. Or I'm gonna do this.
That's an immature choice.
It's a whole lot of them that do that.
That's an immature
choice. I never played that game. But then again, I was 20 when I had my first child.
I'm saying, you gotta agree with me, though.
Damn it, I said I agree with you. Okay, I said it's a whole. It's a whole lot of them that do that.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it like this. Okay, so let me make your point.
No, what I was saying was he's right. It's a whole lot of them that won't let people see their kids because, you know, they don't like the daddy, whatever the case may be. But then again, that's on her maturity level. So hopefully she'll have somebody, the father, that'll be a little bit more mature than her. His maturity will kick in and say, you know, fuck this bitch. You know, I'm going to see my child, whatever it takes. Yeah, you shouldn't have to go to the court.
But now, Selena, baby, I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you.
Oh,
but
yeah, I know.
No, but you're hitting in on a good point. But now, what I've been told throughout the night is that, well, once a woman has a baby, she gets mature.
Mm-hmm.
How mature is that?
That's the woman's choice. That separates the women from the little girls. That's what separates the women from the little girls.
And it's
yeah,
still a
supposed
choice.
To mature. Right.
Exactly.
Everybody's got a choice.
She might be immature on that level by being petty and everything, but she still has to be mature when it comes to taking care of her responsibilities.
Right.
As a mother.
Right.
Okay, y'all.
Yeah.
Hold on for a second.
I think that's just being vindictive.
That's a choice.
Yeah,
that's
vindictive.
Petty.
And that's a choice. That's her coping skills and things like that. I don't think that has something to do with maturity.
Well, women do it all the goddamn time. I'm little.
No,
bad,
you keep
let
saying women.
In,
I say little girls.
Let me bring in Sunshine with a Y. What's happening, Sunshine with a Y?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Do I get that wild out there? You push one, so apparently you got something to say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to what y'all saying, and at some point, a woman is supposed to mature when she is bringing another life into this world, but not all women do mature. I know I did.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl.
I was out there doing. The shit I was out there doing, ain't nowhere in the hell I wanted my daughter to lead the lifestyle I was living. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't being no hoe. Let me clarify. I was out there getting my slang on, hustling. But I didn't want that life for my daughter. I didn't want her to think that, you know, that was okay.
So you were
so I had to get on... Yeah, I had to get on my grown woman shit and go get a real job instead of being a hustler. I had to hustle the legal way.
Okay, now let me ask you a personal question.
I had to do what I had to do.
Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but were you a teenager when you had your child?
No, I wasn't. When I had my daughter, I had her the month before my 21st birthday. That's my first child.
Okay. But you were forced to be grown, right?
I had to stop being wild. That's what I mean by maturing. I had to stop being that little wild child hanging out all times of night, you know, just kicking it, getting high, drinking. You know,
okay.
I'm walking around carrying guns that ain't got no papers on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I had to let that shit go.
Hey, you know they can archive this show. Watch what you say now. Now, are you with your child?
I mean, that shit ain't got nothing to do with now.
That was when
living.
She was 20,
19, right, that 20. Was when I was right. I was
wild,
and if they
didn't
catch it, then oh well, shit.
It's a joke,
son. No, I'm not with my kid's father. Actually, he's incarcerated behind a lot of the shit we did.
Okay, well, you can answer my next question then. Because I think, like I said earlier, mothers make it hard for men that they're not dealing with anymore on any kind of level. Being that child, I believe that.
Now, you know what?
If you're not dealing with that man in no capacity and you're mad at him or you're bitter because he ain't with you no more, you're unhappy, you're gonna make that man's life as miserable as possible.
Now, let me explain something. I am pissed off at my youngest son's father. No, we are not together. But we are not together because I filed for a divorce. He didn't want the divorce. So he does not have anything to do with my child because I don't want to have anything to do with him. I've reached out to him and told him, look, you don't have to see me. Your mother can meet my mother and pick him up, and you can spend time with your child.
Thank you.
You don't have to give me no money in my hand. Go out and buy your son some motherfucking Pampers. Go buy him some shoes. Go buy him socks. You don't have to put money in my hand.
You need to make that book. Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Let's bring in the red.
I'm going to tell you Father Time, you full of shit. Because any man who want to be in a child's life can be in a child's life. If the woman ain't cooperating, that's the right, they can go to court and do whatever to see their child.
What is like my man said earlier? It's like my man said earlier, you should not have to go to court to see your child.
You shouldn't have to, but you shouldn't have to, but you trying to say that women keep the men out of their child's life. That's a bunch of bullshit.
I disagree because, yes, the man can go to court, but I've seen the other side of it. Okay, and if a man is paying child support already for the child, how is he supposed to be able to afford to go to court? On top of already paying child support, that's where the problem comes in. He's already paying child support.
I agree with you, Cole.
He had a child. The court's not going to tell him where they living at. They don't do that type of stuff. People think they do, but they don't. And maybe some states are different than others. But that makes it even more harder on him. If now she mad at him, now he paying child support for a child he can't even see, and then he can't afford the attorney to even take her to court.
Do he have to go to her house to see his child?
No, he don't have to go. They could meet somewhere. You could do whatever, but she refuses to do that. Whether she mad at him or whatever the reason, you know, she didn't move on. She didn't get remarried, trying to prove something. But
okay,
the fact still remains, the child still wants to see the father.
Ain't there a such thing as a public attorney, a public offender, or whatever you want to call it?
Not when you have a job and you're making a certain amount of money.
Do you really want somebody that really just doing their job that don't want to be there anyway? You know how you like your job, so you want somebody to do the same thing for you. What it got to do with your child? No. Because I agree with you, but hold on, man. Everybody hold on for a second. Big Mike, I want to hear from you. Now, you say you're going through it right now.
Right now.
My oldest
is 20. My youngest is 12. Same mama. I get hit with papers recently saying I'm $30,000 in arrears.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
I've been gone for 10 years. You know, she let my oldest leave. I asked for both of them. She let my oldest leave because she wasn't getting along with her man. Now I'm getting served papers that I said I owe child support, and I raised the oldest and did 50% of everything the youngest one did and more.
But was it through the courts, though?
Oh, I'm in the courts now, and I got to bow down to what they say and do.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have proof in court.
They garnishing my check, and I'm struggling to pay attorneys.
Exactly.
Struggling to pay everything else, really, for child support on a kid that I raised that was with me, and another one that
And she's not mature enough, and you're saying she's not mature enough to speak her part and say that you did your part.
She's not mature enough to do that.
Okay, hold on.
Your daughter can't speak up on your behalf and say, my daddy took care of me?
Oh, wait, the kid is not going to be liable to do that until a judge asks him, and that's what I'm waiting on.
My son has been asking
to live with me since he was five.
Okay, Mike, let me ask you a question. Now, you raised your oldest, and the mother is asking for child support for the oldest?
She gets it.
Oh, yeah, man, you can fight that shit, dog. You can get all that money back.
I'm taking school records.
Your oldest is in college?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can get child support for a kid up to 21 if they're not in college. I just learned that.
Mm-hmm.
And
up to 21 if they're not?
No, they don't have to be in college.
If they're
not?
Wow.
And I've had both of them, 60% of the youngest. And the fact that I'm giving her, they're taking $500-something a month, and I'm paying these attorneys, and I still got other bills.
Mm-hmm. Is she getting that, or is the welfare getting that?
No, she getting it.
Wow.
That's exactly what I'm saying about the child support system. The child support system is set up to rape the man.
And they could have done it an easy way.
You know
way. What?
No, that's some bullshit.
No, that's true.
The system does that. She told them she only wanted child support back to 2009. They say, no, we're going to do this all the way back to the 2003, and he has to come in and prove it. That could have been taken care of by people speaking up. So basically, I'm paying to raise my kids twice until this is situated.
No, they get money for it. If she was out ever trying to get assistance for something or anything like that, that's when child support pushed.
Right. When they push the issue, it's because she tried to get assistance or she got assistance.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get assistance. She's a pharmaceutical rep.
Okay, but she got it back then.
Hold on, let me tell you something. It's a woman right now that's in trouble. She's staying in 1.2 million homes. She was getting government assistance, food stamps, everything.
I'm saying that.
Don't tell me just because she's a pharmaceutical rep, she wasn't getting no benefit. Don't tell me that one, because that don't mean shit now.
She was probably living in that million and probably wasn't shit in her name. Because a nigga, they going to make them try to sell his car. You know, they gave me the options of selling my car to cover this shit.
Wow.
They didn't make her sell her house, did they?
I sympathize with you, and I feel sorry for you because my sorry-ass baby daddy ain't doing shit for his son. So I sympathize with you, and I'm not one of them females that won't let him spend time with his child.
Can I give a comment on that matching, though?
Okay, all right. Everybody hold on for a second. Okay, Wick, make the comment
on
that. Make your comment
on that comment. If y'all want to know the whole thing on that, she got money afterwards, but he still owed child support from all of them years that she was on welfare. She don't have to pay that. He do because he owed child support. If you want to know the whole story on that issue on that, just because she
never
won some money, that money don't go towards what he owed.
That's true.
She never got welfare.
How many times we this man got to say that? The woman wasn't on welfare.
She never got welfare.
How do y'all keep bringing up welfare?
You know for sure she didn't get food stamps.
It's medical welfare, any assistance that they get.
If they help her with her utilities.
If you get any assistance.
Yeah, she gets medical.
I'm going to tell you how
medical,
bad it is.
It don't matter.
Everybody hold on for a second. All right, we're starting over talking to each other. Okay, Big Mike, make your point.
I'm going to tell you how bad it is. We've both been unemployed at several times over the last 4 years. First time was me. I applied for the food stamps. They asked me, was I getting child support? Told her no, I got them. I started back working. She lost her job. She filed for food stamps. She said she wasn't getting child support. They called me to verify it. She got back and forth twice. Both of us have received them at certain times. She's never received a dime from me physically because I've had one of them and I did everything for the other one. Welfare and food stamps, it's two different things. I just learned that the hard way.
That's what they want you to do. Wick,
hold on, man. It ain't on you yet. Hold on. Okay, all right. We got you, Big Mike. Okay, Sunshine, make your point.
What?
You got a point to make on that one? Okay,
I wasn't even listening. Sorry.
Well, damn. Butter?
I feel sorry for you, but basically what I'm hearing is you saying that you paying back money. You ain't giving her money. You paying back the money that you, was used when y'all had lost your job and all of that.
Well, she should be paying back money, too, when I was getting child support for this claiming the same kids. Child support and food stamps and welfare are three different things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I agree with you 100%, but we got a new caller to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
You can get food stamps and not a welfare.
What's good, yo? It's way low.
Huh?
All right, hold on, y'all. What's up, man? What's your name, dog?
Way low.
What's up,
way low?
What's going on?
We talking about how the child support system rapes the man. They just rape the father. They don't care how we live. All they care about is that money. But I will say this, though. To every man that's going through the child support system, if your daughter's mother is on any type of aid, she doesn't have to ask for child support. The state will. And that's
right.
A fact. The state will ask for the support. Even if she's on any kind of aid, the state will take your ass to court.
Mm-hmm. Not with food stamps. No, they won't.
Yes, they will. Yes,
yeah,
they
because I didn't put my baby daddy on food stamps.
I'm there now.
I was just there. I wasn't getting checked.
Okay,
hold on.
Sunshine, make your point. Make your point, Sunshine.
I wasn't getting no physical check, but when I wasn't working and I was getting food stamps, oh, that's when they kicked in with wanting to claim for child support.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they don't push the issue unless you get some type of assistance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like this for 4 years. They didn't do mine until she went down there.
Well, she had to go down
and
ask for some kind of aid. She had to ask for some kind of aid for them to come after you.
Maybe
no,
she
went to.
Well, it could have been just medical that she was asking for.
The
they still go.
I paid the medical bills and the insurance. She ain't had to do nothing.
Okay,
Big Mike.
I'm gonna explain something to you, dog. Because I went through the exact same thing when my daughter was younger. When her mother went down there and asked for any kind of aid, anything that's food stamps, that's medical, whatever, any kind of aid. Because me and her, we had an agreement. We had an agreement. She don't go for child support. I don't go for custody. We had an agreement. That was our agreement. She went down there and she had to sign up for aid, and the state of Indiana took me to court for child support, and I'm living in Minnesota. Just because she asked for aid, because the state want that money back, and that's how they got me into the system.
Welfare and food
stamps
is two different things. Look it up. You're on the computer over there. Look it up.
It's still coming out of the government's pocket.
Right. It's still
right.
aid.
It's still
some kind of
funding.
Aid.
We both feel that same paperwork.
If you go to the township and ask for them to help pay your NIPSCO, that's still aid. That's still assistance from the government.
I've done that and listed both kids as my resident.
Well, you need to get some receipts pulled.
I got receipts for everything, and I got a team of lawyers that were my job provided, and I'm looking for my own that I trust to verify what they doing. I'm going to get mine.
Okay, but
and
now let me say this,
I mean,
though.
You know, when it's all said and done, what you fighting for your right, you're going to get it all back.
Exactly.
I don't want no money from her. I just want my boys to be left alone. She owes me child support from me having Mike and her having a young one because she made more at the time. I don't want that money. I want my son and to be left the fuck alone.
Well, if you're in the system, bro, that ain't going to happen. They ain't going to leave you alone.
No, it's not going to happen when I want it to happen.
He may leave you alone, but the system is not going to leave you alone. They going to
It's not
going
to happen with me when I want it to happen, but the attorneys, with the truth coming out, it will happen.
It ain't gonna make
Which
it
brings me back to my whole point about the maturity thing.
What?
Okay, everybody hold on. Pat, make your point.
Nah. here's a man who's going through all this drama, unnecessary drama, with his ex And I mean, how mature is this? How mature is this? This is being spiteful, being greedy, being selfish. That's not a sign of maturity to me.
Okay, well, no offense to him or nothing. Well, how was his maturity level with him not knowing the type of person she was to do that to him? Before he started having kids with her.
Hold on.
That's a good question. No offense to you at all. I bet it ain't. I've been gone
from her for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I ain't had no problem till this year, till she asked me for some money for my son to go to Gary to take out with her sister and them for the summer. None.
Okay.
Told her no. She wanted to send him up there to get school clothes. And I ain't going to lie. First time I ever took my son shopping for clothes was this year because I was used to just giving her the money to do it. Mm-hmm. We had a good time. We took pictures, ate, played, and I told her I'll take him again. I'm not giving you nothing. 2 months later, I get shit from child support. After 10 years of being gone.
That's the awful spiteful shit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She
I do heating and air conditioning. If my son is over there hot and that shit is broke, I fix it because he was there, both of them. Mm-hmm. No, she's on her third marriage, which is fine. She has 8 kids. She's trying to recoup her losses from me, and I'm not the one. I've done everything by law for these kids, and above and beyond the law, helping your ass.
Fight that shit, dog. Fight it. Fight
well,
that ass.
It all will come out in the end. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you get everything you're supposed to get from her, because that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's all I want is my boy.
She can keep the money.
That just proves my point. There are such things as deadbeat moms, too.
You hear about them? We don't hear about the deadbeat moms today than the deadbeat dad. That's so true. But they glad. Male and female, all of them. But women are so mature. We never said y'all men were immature. We just said that we kind of mature faster. That's all. You kind of putting words in our mouth.
Thank you.
Maturity depends on the individual and the situation.
I ain't putting nothing in your mouth.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you know where I ain't going.
I had to mature fast because I was raised in the nightclub on 11th Avenue from 12 to 13 on up.
Who is that? Papa Time?
Big Mike.
Oh,
I don't even know what club on 11th Avenue he's talking about. I was in Ivanhoe.
He's talking about last time.
No, it used to be the Zodiac across the street from the Blue Room.
Oh, okay.
Because my old man owned it. I had to clean that motherfucker up around grown folks all the time. Turned me up around women and all that. Grew up quick.
It wasn't around State Street. I don't know nothing about it.
Oh, Lord.
But I want to get back on the deadbeat mama.
Go ahead. You need to stay off of them. Don't mess with no deadbeat mama. Come on, get back on them. Don't get on them.
I'm just saying. All right, listen. This is my point. You always hear about, and I'm pretty sure y'all got friends. Ladies, y'all got friends. I'm pretty sure y'all hear those complaints. Oh, he don't do shit. He don't do this. He don't do that. He ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But most of that is because he don't want to be with her ass, and she can't accept
it. Don't say most. That's not true.
No. There's a lot of niggas out there that feel that since they can't have a woman, they ain't going to do shit for the kids trying to hurt them, too.
Amen.
That's rare.
And you know, and it's a damn excuse if you ask me.
Oh, it's a damn shame.
Yeah,
they
know
excuses.
It's a damn
shame.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. All right. Everybody, hold on. Let me get my man Waylo take. Waylo, talk to me, man.
What's good, bro?
Talk to me, man. I'm pretty sure you followed the conversation, man.
Yeah, I followed that too. You know, my ex-wife, she ain't shit.
Okay. I'm talking about point blank. You know, she don't do nothing for her kids. She got four of them. You know, she'd rather go buy a Halloween costume for herself instead of taking my kids trick-or-treating so she can go party.
Trifling.
Wow.
Okay.
But now how does that make you feel, dog?
It don't mean shit to me. You know what I mean? You go, it's fucked
up. You ain't
don't
coming out
wrong.
Of no money, huh?
No, my daughter don't want for nothing, I mean. And she with me 75% of the time. So, you know, as long as my daughter's happy, she see your mama fucking up. She tell me your mama fucking up, so.
Well, you better keep them receipts because it seemed like the way Big Mike got fucked up, you better keep them receipts.
Oh, I ain't worried about it, baby girl, because I got two Nike boxes full of receipts.
Hey,
well, she was one to
now. Though, bro. Copy them with a copy machine because receipts fade after about a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing but a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
They will fade off that shit that they print them on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's that problem with paper.
It depends
on where you get receipts from. So.
They only fade if your hands greasy.
And let me ask this lady the question. I'm going to ask the ladies a question. I don't know exactly how many of y'all have kids with different fathers and so forth. But if you do have kids and you have different fathers, why do ladies treat the next man like shit because they pissed off at the first man?
Because probably her dumb ass
wait,
is gonna get the
again.
Same type of dude. Yeah.
Well, whose fault is that
up.
Though?
Her that's
guard
is up.
And if her guard is up, he should see that and let it go.
Why you getting all swelled up in the chest? It's tough out.
Calm down, breathe, nigga, breathe.
Yeah,
I'm
breathe.
Not even on the webcam. You don't know if I'm swelling up or not. I'm just a big dude. I just do it like that naturally.
Well, your voice got swollen up on me. Dang.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is,
what up?
If you, why do you, okay, first of all, ladies, okay, you have a baby. I'm not saying y'all. Okay, so don't nobody take this personal. But you have a baby with a guy. It don't work out right. But then you turn around and have a baby with another guy that's the same as the first guy. Which goes back to the maturity thing. Now, that's immature to have a baby with two different guys, but it's basically
no.
The same guy. They just with two different names. That's immature. That's basically immature. Because if the first guy ain't gonna do shit, you hook up with another motherfucker who acts the same way the first guy. Why you got a baby with that motherfucker?
Because that shows her worth. She don't really want much but a fucking baby daddy. Simple as that. That wasn't hard.
She might not know her worth. She might not was taught her worth.
Right.
Yeah, but you know the game.
And
niggas hired a lot of that shit till they get what they want. Males and females hired a lot of shit till they get what they want.
That is so true.
And once the heart is involved, you ain't paying attention to nothing but what your heart is telling you.
Yeah, but it should only take one damn time, though. It should only take one time for you to make a fool out your damn self.
It's a lot of people who have been married for 25 years and not know that they husbands is doing certain things behind their back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can be you can get married. You could be with somebody for 3 months, decide to marry them and be happy, or be with somebody for 3 years, decide to marry them and find out this person is going to make your life miserable. You never knew that, you know what I'm saying, this nigga was snorting, or you never knew that, you know, he liked wearing panties under his boxes. You know, you never know.
That's fucked up.
It happened. It happened.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
That's crazy.
It is true. It is.
That's some conniving shit there, boy.
I mean, but it's a lot of people that do that. Like, it's a lot of women who are on medications because they depressed, got issues in the mind. But when you hanging around them and smiling in their face, they smiling in your face, they got their guards up so you can't see what that is. But when by the time you settle down with them, marry them, and do whatever you're going to do and y'all in it for the long haul, that's when she bring all her guards down and let you know she's an emotional wreck.
Damn.
And then what you going to do because you care for her or you might be mature, you don't want to hurt her feelings and just drop her. And now you're going to go through. whatever it is you go through.
I don't condone shacking, but that's the only way to get to know somebody.
No, it's not.
Not really.
No, it's not.
Not really.
Unless you live with a person, they never going to show you the real them.
No.
You live with a person and they never
going to
show you. That's what it all comes
down. I didn't even think she took a shit for a whole 3 years.
What? You know, I've been in a situation like that. I was living with a guy, and he never took a shit at home. He would go to his mama house.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I gotta take a shit.
I'm gonna
take a shit.
I know.
I'm just saying, you got those people
that'll
fool you, though.
Mm-hmm. But I do agree. You gotta live with a person and know that person. I do believe that.
It ain't the best thing to do.
You can live with a man. And he buying you panties and thinking he buying them for you, and he really buying them for himself.
Why you keep? Here we go with this again. Why you keep saying a man? Why you just?
I seen it on Oprah.
Or do you find out he likes to get peed on and shit?
You know what I'm saying?
hell, a lot of women like getting peed on. Shit, what's your point?
What kind of man
are you messing with? I'm sorry. What kind of man are you messing with?
I ain't messing with that kind of man. I'm just telling you, I've seen it on TV. I've seen people speak
maybe
on it.
Maybe I ain't even looking for that kind of shit. Because I don't even...
You might not be looking for
I know none of my niggas want to get peed on and ain't wearing no panties.
Yep.
And it's funny that you said that.
Can I get a hear-hear?
You wouldn't even
know. Can I get a hear-hear on
that?
I know none of my niggas
you wouldn't know.
Ain't wearing no panties.
I know. You wouldn't know. Back home, they'd be riding around with
right. You wouldn't know because you ain't fucking them. So how would you know?
No, I'm gonna for my niggas.
Home,
I know none of my niggas wearing no pants.
It's a nigga I know that's straight and all that, and I didn't know him for years. And I just found out that shit. He likes to get
if
pissed.
If you know your niggas. I know none of my niggas wearing no panties. I want to hear you on that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I know I got a couple of niggas on here with me.
I know them
motherfuckers going to say something about
that shit. Thugged out.
You know what?
They homie to give them head in the passenger seat. What
hello.
You
oh, wow. Hello. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
So be careful who you talking about. You know your niggas.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Damn, my niggas ain't saying shit. I guess my niggas are wearing them panties, huh? What's
you
going
know.
On?
I said it three times,
I know I got some niggas on here, and I know they ain't wearing no panties. Can I get a hear on that?
I ain't wearing no goddamn panties, boxer briefs over here, fucking that shit. That's bullshit.
I ain't got to respond to no dumb shit like that.
Cause why should I? That shit ain't even on my level to respond to. I ain't got to cool no shit like that.
I wasn't even thinking about this shit. I thought it was funny.
I don't know how to respond no shit like that.
I'm telling you.
As far as I'm concerned, that's all you can. You could just say, I know my niggas. We ain't got to respond back. Hey, bottom line.
Kitty said, I guess Ali is wearing panties. Nah, let me stop.
Y'all on that bullshit.
That's what he said.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Hey, your boy to recognize
the G in you. Yeah, they niggas be in the club dancing to that flocker and getting ready to see who's going to piss on their ass tonight. Choking bitches out in the club.
You got life fucked up.
Right. I ain't got life fucked up. I know life. I am life. I've been seeing it. Trust me. Like I said, I know some of the hardcore niggas riding down Broadway picking up them damn fag-ass dope fiends.
Thank you. Thank
come on.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember the wire, don't you? Father John?
This was way before the wire, baby. This is way
Omar
before the
Green,
wire came out. Right. It's a lot of Omar Greens walking around this bitch. Y'all
hell
keep hitting squares.
Yeah.
Keep hitting squares and bottles up out these motherfuckers.
Say it again.
Keep on hitting these motherfucking squares and bottles and blunts up after of them. See
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. All
right. Shit.
Motherfucking speechless.
All right.
Now you trying to figure out
Who's
sitting
around? Who's
one of my boys actually
get peed
on?
Who getting peed on? And it usually be the hardest niggas in the crew.
Ain't it?
Who always trying to prove their manhood.
Ain't it?
Somewhere with a dildo and they blew.
Let his girl paint his
toenails.
I'm
about to stop this, people!
Let lay in the bed and let his girl paint his toenails.
I apologize for my outburst.
Why, thank you.
Selena, before I cut you the fuck off this show, you got anything else you want to say?
It was fun, but let me tell you something. If you got a friend and he always looking over his shoulders and...
Okay, next, now, butter. Any last words, butter?
Y'all didn't have to do her like
she
that.
She gonna be hot at you.
She just keeping it real, just keeping it real. I enjoyed myself tonight.
I
really enjoyed myself tonight because I was shitty when I came on here.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Big Mike, you ain't last word.
Hey, niggas out there listening, stay away from the piss. Don't even pee on yourself accidentally.
Okay.
Stay away from the pee.
And to the motherfucker that started all this shit, Wick, do you have any last words?
Nothing. Much love, fellas. I got another one to start on to make motherfuckers think about next week. When you know you're in love?
Oh, you in love.
Oh, shut the fuck
when
up.
When that credit is going to go up. When that credit is going to go up.
No, you got any last words, man.
MinCity.Spruce.com, y'all.
All right, man. We out. I enjoyed myself. And we too. MinCity.Spruce.com. Put the page up. Hit us up. Y'all know how we do it. All right, peace.